And when in 1917, or even before 1905, when Russian Revolution broke out, and Lenin emerged as a great leader of this revolution, this was the ideal. It was proletariat revolting against the capitalists, against the bourgeoisie, throwing down the bourgeoisie, including the Tsar, who was at that time ruling Russia. They're all thrown out. And the proletariat became the masters. Lenin represented the proletariat. And became the ruler. It was a rule in the name of the proletariat. And the idea was that soon a time will come when equality will be achieved everywhere, class struggle will cease, synthesis, there will be synthesis. There will be no class struggle, all will be equal, and state will wither away. Now, this was the vision put forward when Russian Revolution broke out. It is that vision which inspired many, many people all over the world. That was a real appeal to common people when they would like to see that they are not trampled under the feet of the capitalists. And they are waiting that bright day when state will wither away. But in 1990, it was found that this was not happening. And this will not happen. You have heard the name of Gorbachev, who was at that time the president of Soviet Union. And as it were called back, it became clear that state, instead of withering away, became even stronger. The heavy hand of the state became so strong that the freedom of individuals was strangulated thoroughly. And when individual freedom is strangulated, the motive to work becomes extremely feeble. And if you don't have motive to work, who will produce? And when there is no production enough, then people begin to rise in revolt. And that is what happened in Soviet Union. The entire state, which had become very powerful, began to be dismantled. Even the Soviet Union, the whole union broke down. So the idea of thesis, antithesis, entering into a synthesis did not work out. Of course, there are many thinkers who believe that the present stage is only a stage. The dream is not to be given up. A time will come again when the state will wither away. But what are the conditions under which the state can wither away, really? That is a very big question mark in the history of mankind today. This is one of the reasons why the theory of dialectical movement has been questioned. Dialectical movement as described by Hegel, by Marx, in such neat terms, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, does not seem to work out thoroughly well. And yet, it is to be admitted that there is something like a dialectical movement. It may not be as neat as described by Hegel and Marx, but there is something in the world, in the movement of the world, such a movement that would answer to this dialectical movement. What is the truth? What is that truth which answers to this idea of dialectical? Even though the dialectical idea may not have been fully manifested, even if you find that it does not all the time follow that rhythm, there is something in the world which answers to it.